as he became known, died 50 years ago. Published tomorrow is a biography of Valentino, and next month two more are being published, including one by the film critic Alexander Walker. Already a film has been made in America, and this summer Ken Russell starts shooting his interpretation of Valentino with Rudolf Nureyev in the main role. John Pittman reports on Valentino and on one man who has done more than most to keep the legend alive.
August 1926, and Rudolf Valentino, the ex-dishwasher and dancer who became the cinematic symbol of primitive love, has died. When he was alive, Valentino was said to have satisfied the repressed needs, incoherent longings, and subconscious wants of the world of women. When he died, some of those women died with him, flung themselves from balconies, took poison, murmuring his name with their last breath, went wild with grief as his body lay in floral state. But not everybody was wild about Rudy. Some critics condemned the much vaunted magnetism, the flashing eyes and flaring nostrils. In Arda, they said, Valentino was like a vampire about to bite. And next month, he would be forgotten. Someone else would come along to take his place. But 50 years on, everybody is going to be reminded of Valentino. Although one man needs no reminding. Leslie Flint, a widower in his 60s, has devoted his life to keeping alive the legend of the great lover. He's traveled the world just to meet people who met Valentino. Mr. Flint does all in his power to promote the Valentino Memorial Guild, which he runs from his house in Bayswater. And he, apparently, has more power than most, because he's a medium. According to Mr. Flint, people who die or pass over speak to him at seances. Voices come in the dark. Valentino, he says, has been coming through for more than 40 years to talk to him and anybody else who was interested in listening.
This is the room in which we occasionally hold ourselves. Oh, just sit down. We don't have any special rooms set aside or anything like that. All my seances are quite free and easy and impromptu. We may or may not get results. People just sit down as if they were coming to a social gathering. And when Alexander Walker, who recently wrote the book about Valentino, he sat just over there, and we sort of sat and chatted together, all of us, until such time as something began to happen, which it did eventually. We did get a contact with Valentino, which I'll play you in a few moments. You see, all my seances are held under normal natural conditions. There are no flying trumpets, there's no flying tambourines, there's no tilting tables. There's none of these stupidities that do go on, unfortunately, in spiritualism, which often get a bad name. We have no set arrangements or anything like that. We just sit together as friends and we talk. We put the light out. And then eventually, if we're fortunate, which we were on this occasion, we receive the communication from Valentino.
Does a voice actually occur in the room?
Oh yes, well, we all sit around, as I've already said, all being quite normal, quite natural, chatting about all sorts of things, and we wait until we hear this voice. Now, the voices are quite separate and quite apart from me. I go into no trances, I hear what is said, I converse with the voices, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm just an ordinary person sitting in a room with my friends, waiting for something to happen. And these voices are completely separate and completely independent of me. And when the voice comes, well, we just sit and listen and we ask questions, as you will hear probably on this particular recording with Alexander Walker, coming for his very first time, having written this book. I was naturally intrigued with the idea of the possibility of contacting Valentino, and fortunately, it doesn't always happen that the person you most want will come and talk to you, but since Valentino has been a fairly regular communicator for many, many years, one naturally hoped he would, and he did. And, of course, this is a recording, or a part of it for you, so that you can help yourself.
I am very interested in your book, so, and I'm sure you have done a very good job, but also you have to think, it is not easy for people, whether it is you or whether it is someone else, to write a book about someone 15 years after the events. I don't want to appear ungrateful. No, I don't want to give the impression that I don't appreciate everything that you or anyone else may do. that I would not be human, and I am still human on this side, because we do not change all that much. But I still appreciate whatever a person may do in remembrance of me, or if they are sincere as you are, and as Monsieur Flint is.
Leslie Flint has a lot of fans himself, but there are still some people, like Alexander Walker, who, having heard the voices in the dark, continue to view the whole phenomena with friendly skepticism. What isn't in doubt is that Leslie Flint is Europe's foremost authority on Valentino. He's even built a cinema in his house so that he can have private viewings of the great lover in action. And although he never met Valentino, he feels that he knows and understands him.
The point is that Valentino was a unique personality. Quite apart from being a very attractive personality, he was also a very talented person, and of course he had great charisma. I just think that Valentino will always be remembered, whereas others are forgotten. His image will always remain as the great personification of the great lover. He should be remembered, and I think these books in themselves will help to revive remembrance of the man. Unfortunately, not all the statements made in some of these books are correct, and most of these books are written by people who've never met Valentino. They're not of his era at all, and a great deal of the material that they have put into the book or books has been culled from other sources, written nearer to Valentino's lifetime himself, but it doesn't alter the fact that there's a great deal of truth in the present books, and a great deal there that will give a good insight into Valentino's personality and character. I think these books will serve a very good purpose.
What sort of statements have been made that are not true?
Well, I mean, for instance, that Valentino has been described in several books as being short, which is completely and absolutely untrue. He's 5 feet 11 and a half. The records show that on his American citizenship papers, which have to be absolutely accurate, on his entry into the athletic club in Hollywood, the statement had to be put down as to his height, his weight, and so on. He was a very well-built young man, muscular, great athlete. He had to be an athlete to do some of the things he did in his movies. Even a few months before he died, when he made the film The Son of the Sheep, he had some very, very strenuous things to do in the desert sequences. I mean, there's so much nonsense written by the man.
Most of the things I've read about Valentino say that he was a gigolo, that he earned his money by not only dancing with, but keeping happy rather elderly ladies.
Well, I think it's rather sad that people should write these sort of things, because in the first instance, it's not completely true. It's true, of course, that Valentino was a dancing partner, eventually to two very famous dancers. But previous to that, he was giving lessons to quite often elderly ladies, no doubt, and escorted them to dances because he had to earn a living. He had been practically destitute in New York, even sleeping out on the park bench. And he was very glad to earn some money. And since he was a very good dancer, and he was a very attractive person, of course, he was much sought after, and he did do this sort of thing. But there's no, as far as I can see, anything derogatory about that. I don't see why an issue should be made of it. The man did an honest living, but this business about presumably taking the old ladies or what have you to bed, I mean, this is all just, I would imagine, a lot of stupid nonsense. I mean, what evidence have they been to support these statements? None, because they can't. In fact, the only things you ever read that's derogatory to Valentino, in every instance, and there are hundreds of them, during his lifetime and since, have always been written by men. who resent Valentino's image, his success with the women. They consider that he was something of a lady killer, which he was not in private life, of course. In fact, he was devoted to his second wife and was heartbroken when their marriage broke up. In fact, he died within 9 months of her leaving him. Women railed over him. Women adored him. But the one woman who could have meant everything in his life deserted him, neglected him. She was a career woman.
Do you think that the Ken Russell film will portray Valentino as you know him from research?
With all due respect to Ken Russell and any other producer that makes a movie pertaining to be Valentino's life, I think it's doomed to failure. For the simple reason, there is no one who could be a second Valentino any more than there's anyone, should they ever decide at some later date, to make a film about the life, a life about Garbo or Chaplin. No one can ever be a second anybody. Whoever portrays the character is doomed to fail. I mean, Valentino was Latin. Valentino had jet black hair, rather olive complexion, deep, very mesmeric brown eyes, flashing white teeth. He was a charmer. I mean, whether one likes the man or whether one doesn't, it's not neither here nor there. Valentino was unique.
Did you have any conversations about who might be playing, what might happen?
No, well, we knew, of course, I knew ages ago. I mean, I get so much information before it ever comes out. You may think this is a very odd remark to make, but it's true. Valentino has kept me informed over the years of so many things, which I seriously thought myself, well, what is wrong there, such as the revival of Blood and Sand in the West End, an unheard-of thing, a silent movie in the West End in 1975, attended by royalty. It sounded crazy, but it all happened. So it didn't come as a surprise to me, but he didn't tell me who was going to play the character, but they were.
I'd love to know what he thinks about the whole thing.
I don't think he really worries very much. After all, he's now out of the reach of the critics and the mudslingers and the people who are always ready to bring a man down. Fortunately, he is high above there in every sense, so I don't think it matters very much to him.
Valentino remembered.